Sunbury Manor School Year 11 pupils recently visited Brooklands Radio as part of their GCSE Citizenship Action Project. They recorded two discussions, the first about the voting age being reduced to 16, and that's followed by a discussion on the laws and justice system.
Brooklands Radio. We're from Sunbury Manor School. I'm Kira Taylor.
And I'm Abigail Gain.
I'm Joe Austin.
Leon Hayes.
I'm Hannah Sheriff.
I'm Hope Walker.
Good morning. We are delighted to be on air, here on air today, to discuss a topic close to our hearts. My name is Leon, and I would like to explain the background behind us being on air today. Me and my team are all Year 11 students, taking the GCSE in citizenship at Sunbury Manor School. Throughout our course, we have studied many interesting topics, such as the pros and cons of immigration, how Britain is culturally diverse, democracy in the UK, the justice system, and many other interesting topics. Part of our course requires us to undertake a citizenship action project. We spent a few weeks researching and existing research and literature surrounding our citizenship themes. Once we had undertaken secondary research, we came to a group decision and decided to focus on voting at 16.
As a group, we set off to gather our primary research by producing a questionnaire for students at our school to complete. Once students had completed the questionnaire, we worked together to analyse their answers. From this, we found that a high percentage of our young people in our school didn't know the facts surrounding voting in the UK.
We are here today with an aim of raising awareness of voting systems in place in the UK and to provide an on-air debate for pros and cons of 16-year-olds being allowed to vote. Me and my team feel young people should be allowed to vote, but appreciate we must balance the argument to allow anyone listening to make their own decisions. I'm going to hand you over to the rest of my team, who are going to put forward the argument that the law should be changed and young people should be allowed to vote at 16.
Hi, my name is Joe, and I'm going to start you off with a look back in history at the voting age in the UK. In 1969, the voting age was first set at 18 through Representation of the People Act. In 1999 was the first time lowering the voting age is considered, the suggestion was defeated. 2004 saw the Electoral Commission launches investigations into the reduction of the voting age. Results led them to believe the voting age should stay the same. And in 2006, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Gordon Brown, expressed his support for the voting age to lower. Already you can see there is a natural progression over time for the argument to lower the voting age. As with any policies and laws in the country, my question to you is, why on earth would Parliament just stop in their tracks and stick their heels in now?
For most teenagers, politics is often the last thing on their mind, but recently the topic surrounding changing the voting age to 16 from 18 has gained wide interest in Parliament and amongst the public. But as Joe said, over many centuries our electoral system has evolved and been reformed to increase and widen participation. The extension of voting rights to more young people is just a continuation of that process.
The law in the UK sets the age of voting at 18 years of age. If you register to be on the electoral register and are 18 years of age, you can be part of the UK's democracy and given the chance to explore our human rights to vote and our right to freedom of speech. In recent years, there has been a growing popularity for the opinion that the law should be changed to 16-year-olds being allowed to vote and join in. The reality is that 16-year-olds are easily influenced. We know this. It only takes a young person to see a shiny propaganda poster or a must-have bargain and they're sold. And voting appears to be no different. 16-year-olds still living at home are easily influenced by parents and guardians. Many 16-year-olds lack knowledge on politics. Therefore, when it comes to political debates, they tend to side with the parents, which undermines democratic principles. The fact is, only a minority proportion of 16-year-olds are informed and interested in politics.
I must step in to disagree with your point that 16-year-olds lack in the knowledge of politics to make well-educated decisions. The government guidelines from the Department of Education states that all schools must teach citizenship lessons at Key Stage 3 and Key Stage 4 level. I personally feel I have a wider range of knowledge about politics than most parents as a result of my citizenship education. For example, my citizenship lessons on the EU referendum allowed me to educate my parents to make a decision. Another opportunity missed for young people to have their say. And on that note, an official student room survey of young people after the Brexit vote concluded that had young people been given the chance to vote, they would have changed the nation's vote to leave the EU and to actually stay in the EU. And given the recent speculation about what Brexit actually means, young people were needed to help make the right call.
To respond to your point, Kira, not all students have opted like us to take citizenship as a GCSE level. My point being that not all young people care as much as we do about politics, and this is proven by the statistics. The figures prove that young people produce the lowest turnout at general elections. In 2010 general election, 18 to 21-year-old turnout was 40%, which was half the amount of those 65 and over. Allowing 16-year-olds to vote will only further reduce turnouts at UK elections.
Hope, I know not all teenagers have opted to take a political-based subject for GCSE, but one day our government will expect for young people in this country to take up roles in Parliament and for running of our country. Do you really think we will be keen to join a government that has denied us our basic human rights, which is the right to vote and give us a voice? What will the country do if all 16, 17-year-olds lose complete faith in the system? Who will run our country then?
You make a fair point, Leon. However, do you not think that being unable to vote may increase their desire to eventually vote, which would eventually increase vote turnout?
Teenagers make a large percent of the UK population at about 1.5 million. Allowing them to vote would increase participation of voting as well as the change to the outcome of the elections or referendums. For example, at Sunbury Manor we held a mock referendum which was inspired by the EU referendum, and the outcome of the vote was that we chose to stay in the EU rather than leave, like the real outcome of the referendum. Because of this, contributing teenagers into the vote would benefit not just them but the country as a whole by including a range of opinions. My point being that if we offer the opportunity for 16-year-olds to actively take up a role in our democracy and have a say in the big decision for making laws young people are expected to follow, there is a chance they will take more ownership and responsibility for their behaviour. It might seem far-fetched, but I do believe that if young people are included in the decision making, then young offenders will have more self-reflection before committing crimes, thus reducing crime rates.
Well, I have to raise the point, Abby, to counter that statement. You can't possibly think 16-year-olds have the maturity or life experience to make political judgments. Therefore, the majority of 16-year-olds uneducated on politics, it's likely that they will not make sensible decisions on who to vote for, as they are easily influenced by the media. With the growing popularity for the likes of UKIP and groups like the EDL, we can't just allow the risk of far-right political parties to gain a big following. Imagine if the media is right and Tommy Robson wants to lead the UKIP party in the next general election, and young people naively vote for him and allow him to win seats in Parliament. It will set Britain's impressive work for boosting tolerance and respect, two important British values that underpin British culture, back years. We just couldn't risk it.
To respond, in a democracy, we don't deny people the vote because we think they might vote badly. It can be easy to feel baffled by the way other people vote, even if they are members of our own family.
Right, let's be clear here. For a society that prides itself on strong principles of law, British law is contradictory. 16-year-olds can participate in other activities that contribute to the country or other things that heavily impact their lives in relation to things like work or leaving home. At the age of 16, young people can join the army and consent to sex, as well as paying taxes if you earn more than £11,000 in a tax year. This money goes where? Oh yes, it goes towards funding the government's national budget. And where does the government's budget get spent? Oh yes, on public services like education, security and healthcare, and the decision of issues like university fees, which, I might add, only impacts us as young people. This leads to the question, why can some 16-year-olds contribute to the country by paying taxes but have no say in the way it's run? Supposedly, the government believed that 16-year-olds are children in the eyes of society and too young to make important decisions. The government contradict themselves by suggesting these points and don't give young people the voice they deserve in our society and the way our country's run.
That's a fair point, Kira, but you have to ask yourself why tax is only collected after a high amount earned. 16-year-olds lack many adult responsibilities. At the age of 16, you are not allowed to work full-time, apply for a credit card or drive. Responsibility is clearly too much. They are also only allowed to join the army with parental permission. Therefore, many issues they would have be voting on will not affect them until they are older.
Hannah and Ho, I think you've put forward a strong argument, but I need to wrap this up. By 2019, education will be budgeted at $87.7 billion. This means that learning in schools is very advanced. Also, more and more schools are teaching law and citizenship. So 16-year-olds can have a lot of knowledge on how our country is run. I can only hope more students opt to take citizenship at GCSE level, thus increasing the percentage of students with a vast depth of knowledge for politics. More than 100,000 of the total Scottish referendum votes were 16 to 17-year-olds who had registered. The outcome was drastically different because of the amount of votes. Surely more voice means more innovation.
Yes, more voice, of course, means more innovation. But as I've said, we can't afford for young people to be influenced and cause the wrong kinds of negative innovation.
This year's Make Your Mark campaign saw 1 million young people take part, with 1 in 5 of all young people aged 11 to 18 taking part. Should our knowledge of country's general well-being be ignored? And if you don't like the facts, you just have to look in the media in the last 2 days and see the name Alex McDermott has been treading for his speech campaigning for votes at 16 in the House of Parliament, off the back of the Youth Parliament's Make Your Mark campaign, which has been branded a William Hague moment. Votes of 16 stand here at yet another crossroads in the UK's democracy. I will leave you with a quote from his speech. So why has nothing changed? Simple. There is not the political will. Those in power do not want another group to win, who speak languages they don't understand, who operate on social media platforms they've never heard of.
And lastly from me, we all know how hard the struggle was for women to get the vote. We have all learned about Emmeline Pankhur and what she sacrificed to move our country on in the fight for equality. I'm not suggesting for 1 minute we'll throw ourselves in front of horses or cars in our fight, but we will fight. We won't give up and we do deserve the right to vote.
A thought I'd like to leave you with. Now, it's not my place to say if people were wrong for voting to leave the EU, but I do know there has been a lot of unnecessary and people have pushed for another referendum in the hope that the outcomes would be to stay. On the day of Brexit, the student room conducted a poll and the result revealed that 82% of votes by 16 and 17-year-olds would have been to remain. The 82% would have pushed results to change and we might not be in the uncertain place we are today. So before you say, we can wait until we are 18, ask yourself, are you sure society doesn't need us now?
Look, we could sit here going back and forth for hours, by and large. 16-year-olds haven't yet entered the world of home ownership, employment, tax or pensions, but these economic issues are often at the forefront of election campaigns, lacking in life experience to make judgment on these decisions. The main argument against lowering the voting age is that a lack of experience in these matters, tax, pension, home ownership, prevents young people from making a considered judgment at the ballot box.
Thank you, Abby, Kira, Leon, Hannah and Hope. A very interesting debate which has left us with a lot to think about. My team has provided a fair debate offering valid points for and against the age of voting to be lowered to 16. Although we agree that you need to have some experience of the world to make a valid decision, we believe that young people have very advanced knowledge of what will benefit their country and its people. Votes at 16 have been prioritised by government through the Make Your Mark campaign, as many votes went towards it. This shows how much 16-year-olds want to and feel they deserve to vote. We won't know unless it gets put into practice. If you have listened to this, then you realise we do know what we're talking about, and we do understand the way our country is run, and we want to have a say in choosing the people who run our country.
Should the voting age be lowered? There will always be two sides with regards to whether the voting age should truly be lowered. As it stands, most countries set the minimum age at 18 years, but with those younger than that becoming more involved in the happenings of their respective countries, it is valid to question whether or not the current voting age should be lowered. Of course, some would argue that 16 is too young and that most individuals at that age aren't interested in politics and what's happening in their country. But given that politics and government are required teaching in schools, people are wondering whether it's the right time to allow these young people to have their say in how the country they live in should be run. And we will leave it there. Thank you for listening. We're from Sunbury Manor School. I'm Kira Taylor.
And I'm Abigail Gain.
I'm Joe Austin.
Leon Hayes.
I'm Hannah Sheriff.
I'm Hope Walker.
Brooklyn's Radio. Thank you to Sunbury Manor School for their discussion on the voting age being reduced to 16. And now let's hear the second discussion about the laws and justice system.
Brooklyn's Radio. Good afternoon, Brooklyn's Radio. My name is Katie and I'm here with my group. We're from Sunbury Manor School and in Year 11 completing a GCSE in citizenship. For part of our GCSE, we've been required to undertake a citizenship action project. This means that we must undertake an action project within our school or community, which is focused around one of our citizenship themes. Over the course of 2 years, we have studied a range of topics such as democracy at work in the UK, living together in the UK, law and justice, and power and influence. Our group held a group discussion and put forward our ideas for each of our themes, and we voted democratically to focus on the laws and justice systems that are in place in the UK.
As a group, we have planned the task of spreading awareness to the public on many roles that the citizens can take up within the justice system. You just have to look at the recent statistics on crime rates to realise that our public services are stretched. And whilst we can't specifically take up roles in our country's justice system until we are 18... we feel we can do our bit by spreading awareness to the local people of the community we live in.
We researched this subject area and found statistics that were very interesting. Over 75% of adults we questioned could not name 3 roles they could take up in the justice system, leading us to consider if people don't know what they can do, how do they know where to apply or even find this information.
We also found out that there was a Metropolitan Police national campaign that is being run to encourage citizens to take up jobs in the justice system. We are clear that as a society we cannot rely on the government to increase the justice or security department's funding. The government are not willing to financially invest more into the justice system to ensure the country is running smoothly, so we decided to join this campaign and do our bit for our local area.
Once we had established that adults were not clear on the jobs, we thought it was only fair to ask the younger people. Before we made the suspected statement that people in our UK society do not know much about their role in our society, we created a survey containing questions that would enable us to find out whether youths are aware in the jobs you can take up in the justice system. This is important to know as it will solidify what we already thought we knew. Without this, our points would not have had clear primary evidence to help create a solid conclusion that would set the basis to our citizenship action.
In the UK justice system within England and Wales, there are many roles citizens can easily take up, like special constables, barristers, magistrates, police officers and members of the jury. Just to name a few, let's clarify what these roles are.
Many people do not actually know that members of the jury are random members of the public. It is actually your legal duty as a citizen to take up duties when you are asked to. This would involve members of the public sitting in a courtroom hearing a case and passing their opinion on whether they feel the accused is guilty or not guilty. The reason this job is made up of members of the public is because it acts as another version of the government's checks and balances. Members of the public can offer a different perspective. It is vital people take us the chance to ensure our society is fair and held accountable when necessary.
Did you know that the magistrates in the magistrates' court are members of the public also? You might ask how they are able to pass legal judgment, but this is actually the job of the legal advisors sitting either side of them who are legally trained.
Now, one of my favourite jobs that can be picked up by citizens is to become a special constable. This is a voluntary role of a police officer. They have exactly the same rights as the police you see out on the beat. They can stop and search suspicious people. They have reasonable doubt. They can even arrest people. And yes, even drive police cars. To be clear, they have exactly the same power as the police.
You might wonder why people do this without being paid. These people understand that our society is built on everyone doing their bit.
For example, cast your mind back to 2011 and think about the London riots. You can probably remember those awful images of when rioters took over the streets of London. The London riots saw the police force strained to max capacity and saw the British police nearly use control of our streets. Over the period of the London riots, 23,000 special constables were out in force on the street aiming to keep order. They were not being paid, but they were trained and ready to go when the country needed them. Imagine the outcome of the situation if we didn't have these brave members of the public trained and ready to do their bit.
Let's have a look at what young people do. The young people are out in force in our country and keen to have their say on ways to improve our country. For example, younger citizens are actively taking up roles within the political system. For example, the Make Your Mark campaign, which is held yearly by Youth Parliament and which aims to give young people a voice. Their chosen topic is debated in the House of Commons to the Prime Minister and local MPs, which helps to spread awareness on the chosen topic, just like we have chosen to do by coming on the radio.
Let's explain why we are taking this so seriously. Recent crime statistics have shown that overall crime is still increasing. This is a huge problem.
Did you know that robberies recorded by the police have increased by 30% in the last year? Examples like this, and also from our survey, show that the justice system is failing, and hence why we are spreading awareness on what roles people can and should take up. Me and the rest of my team will be sharing the results we discovered from the younger students in our school. Over to you, Abby.
Thank you, Katie. We gave out 45 questionnaires asking a variety of students around the school to complete a specific questions, and when we asked the question, would you consider a job in the UK justice system, or would you look into taking up one of the roles in the UK justice system in years to come? Only 9 people out of 45 that we asked said that they would consider in a few years' time going into the justice system and taking up one of the jobs that is an offer, such as a lawyer or a police officer.
The answer that we got from the questionnaire showed us that not many young people know about the jobs that are on offer in the UK, and not many people will consider taking up a job in years to come because they have limited knowledge on the justice system and the roles available.
The government recently changed a law via the Department for Education to make citizenship education the law, which we hope in a few years will change people's attitudes. But for now, we have the job of making society and young people more aware of the importance of taking up these jobs and roles. If we get this right, it can mean more job roles being taken up in the justice system, which would lead to a safer and more stable society, as the job roles would be taken up by many people and citizens living in society could gradually gain knowledge of the justice system. Over to Katie.
Thank you, Amy. Within the questionnaire we gave to the younger students of our school, one of the questions passed to other students was to name 2 jobs in the justice system. We asked 45 people in total, but our results concluded that only 20 were able to answer correctly and 25 answered wrong. That's over half that got this wrong. From this, our group were able to conclude that not enough people have an understanding of the roles that you can take up. This statistic, which shows that people lack the knowledge and understanding of the justice system. However, these roles in our justice system are vitally important.
The police are especially important as they protect our values and ensure we do not fall into anarchy. They also protect our communities all across England. Any other roles in the justice system are vital because we need to feel protected by all the people looking after society, feel secure knowing that they are acting upon it safely. People misunderstand the roles in the justice system and what these roles include on a regular basis. Over to you, Amy, who I do believe wants to be a police officer when she leaves school.
Thank you, Harry. Yes, I'd love to be a police officer and can't wait to take up my role and do my bit in society. There are many important roles in the justice system, which include judge, lawyer, police officer, special constable and a jury, which leads me on to another question that we asked, which was how many people make up a jury? Out of the 45 people we asked, only 20 people knew that a jury was made up of 12 individuals. 10 people did not even know what the jury did and what the purposes of having one in court was, which is to come to a clear verdict of whether someone is guilty or not guilty. From this, we can make a judgment that many people lack knowledge towards our justice system, and because it is a very important part of the justice system and citizens' life in the UK, the knowledge needs to largely be improved, as one day you could get picked to do jury service yourself. My group member Katie will explain more about this subject of the jury and how it is important.
Great point made there, Amy. As mentioned, the jury is very important in holding up everybody's rights in the justice system, as it decides the outcome of someone's trial and chooses if they're guilty or not guilty. It also gives members of the public a chance to see what the justice system job roles are actually like, which then enables them to see if they want a further job in the justice system. From this, they may want to trial another role within the systems and find the best role suited to them. Without them, it would be much harder to come to a verdict, look into both sides of the argument, and act upon their opinions in a fair manner, especially as it's your human right to a fair trial. And as a country that prides ourselves on strong laws to protect people's human rights, we must really invest ourselves into ensuring that this right is upheld.
As you need multiple opinions, the jury is important as it gives not only the opinion from society's point of view, but also a view from the other people who may have very little knowledge on the justice system or how it works in everyday life. This gives a majority vote and a make a much better verdict that is more reliable to satisfy the majority of the public. Young people in society need to be made more aware of what the jury does in case they ever are chosen to take part in jury service after the age of 18. This is because it is a compulsory job role that you have to do unless you have a valid reason not to. Over to you now, Amy.
Thank you again, Harry. As well as asking students from Sunbury Manor School, we also asked some teachers from our school, so we would be able to conclude whether adults are aware of jobs within the justice system or not, as well as the children in our school. From this, we would be able to see how much the citizens within England and Wales are aware of what is going on around them and how they might be able to participate in the justice system in the future.
It is important that citizens in our society are educated about the vital roles in our justice system, how they work and who is involved, as each member of the justice system are people that uphold it and protect it all of our everyday rights.
Out of the five teachers we surveyed, 100% of them answered no when asked, "Do you think there's enough campaigns or promotion for youths to look for jobs in the justice system?" Shocking, right? And get this, when asked the same question as the 45 students of name four jobs in the justice system, only two of the five teachers surveyed were able to name all four jobs correctly, which is only 40%. And if that isn't shocking enough, then you'll be more surprised to find out that one of the five teachers couldn't even give one single job role that you could take up. And these are educated people, which leads us to believe that this isn't due to a lack of intellect, but a lack of public awareness. They don't know if it isn't promoted.
When looking over these results as a group, it clearly indicated to us that not enough people have clear knowledge of these job roles that they could take up. It also further reassured our group of the reasoning why we felt like this topic was important to spread awareness of. This clearly helps us to conclude that not enough people are aware of the job roles that you can take up within the justice system. We hope as a group that we are successful in order to spread awareness for these jobs, like barristers, special constables, police officers, juries and magistrates, by coming onto Brooklyn's Radio. And here to conclude all our points, the main leader of our group, Harry.
Thank you for listening to my associates, Katie, Amy, Abby and Georgia, who spoke about the topic we felt very passionately about due to Katie's uncle suffering from not enough police backing during the London riots. We felt that the subject of the roles of the justice system was a great subject to create awareness about, as it actually shows the public how many jobs can be applied for and how much society are not aware of it. However, there is such little campaigns or promotion for young people to look into the roles into the justice system, which overall benefits the government and economy massively due to increasing people wanting to work as prison guards or such. Due to an increase in crime in the area, particularly in knife-related crimes, now is the best time to get applying or to look into jobs on offer in the UK justice system. Overall, I hope that you can now see the importance of the people having knowledge in the justice system and the roles you can apply for in it. And hopefully more campaigns and awareness is created in the UK so we can have more jobs in the justice system being taken up. It would be great for you to share your thoughts and about this topic and spread the word to others.
There is plenty that we can all do together to ensure that we are doing our bit. We are citizens of a country where we are proud to live in, and at a time when our justice system needs us the most, we can't shy away from these roles. We must talk about this, spread the words, and encourage people to do more.
If being on the front line as a police officer isn't for you, then maybe you have always fancied being a judge. Well, how about undertaking the role of a magistrate? And please remember, when you are next called up for a jury service, don't look at the paper and moan and groan. Look at the paper and be proud that you are doing your bit to ensure our country maintains and upholds its impressive and strong justice system. I am Amy.
I am Katie.
I am Harry.
I am Abby.
I am Georgie.
I am Georgia.
Thank you. Brooklyn's Radio.